the Dean Benedetti field recordings of Charlie Parker are a body of music that we can listen to, and that is their glory. There are many, many important elements to that glory, and some of them allow a student of the art to really delve into matters that range a little bit off course in terms of the specifics of the music, but still invite you to a real understanding of Charlie Parker's creativity and biography. And that's wonderful. And that, in fact, it's obtainable through the Sainted Record Company of Stamford, Connecticut, the Mosaic label, up on 35 Melrose Place in Stamford, Connecticut. And they're the complete Dean Benedetti recordings of Charlie Parker is one of their better-known issues and carries their catalog number 129. So there's that. Now, what I brought up is that the story of Dean Benedetti, a fictionalized version that I believe was intentionally chock-full of gross distortion that was certainly not friendly to the Benedetti tale, because, you know, it has him doing occasionally bad things. And that once we didn't have the recordings and all we had was this false story. And that's all we had. And not only that, but a lot of people had it, because the biography Bird Lives was a very well-known book. And although the Sound, the novel by Ross Russell, which precedes it by 12 years, which is a somewhat similar book, but as fiction, dig. Well, anyway, that led to a great deal of coverage of the Benedetti story, all of it using this information that I would say is untrue. And it's astounding. And matter of fact, it might be entertaining to tell you this false myth.